cover story today on CNN 10, a meeting of two very different leaders of two very different governments from two very different countries who share one peninsula. The leaders of North Korea and South Korea met Wednesday in the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. It was the second day of a three-day summit between them. This was also the third time these two have met this year. That's significant because their nations have been rivals since fighting stopped in the Korean War in 1953, and it wasn't until the year 2000 that their leaders even met face-to-face for the first time. Quote, "The era of no war has started," the words of South Korean President Moon Jae-in Wednesday. Quote, "The world is going to see how this divided nation is going to bring about a new future on its own," the words of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Wednesday. The two sides agreed to create rail and road links between their countries, to stop military drills aimed at each other along their border, and their defense officials signed a 17-page agreement that the two countries would stop all hostile acts against each other. The United States factors in here, too. It's an ally of South Korea, and U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim made history when they met this summer in Singapore. But negotiations between their countries have stalled since then. One thing that could get things moving again was North Korea's pledge yesterday that it would close a missile test facility and possibly destroy its main nuclear complex. That is, if the U.S. agrees to corresponding measures. It wasn't clear what exactly those measures would be. So while there's been some public optimism about the talks and relations between these countries, some analysts are still skeptical that they'll all be able to work things out. In the U.S. states of North Carolina and South Carolina, the rainfall has finally stopped from Hurricane Florence. But rivers are still rising, the power is out for hundreds of thousands of people, and those who stayed or who've been able to return to their homes are trying to assess the damage to their houses, their farms, their animals, and crops. President Trump visited the region yesterday. He met with emergency workers, first responders, and residents, and he said that while the hard work was just beginning, the entire American family was with the victims and ready to help them recover. The hurricane, which killed at least 36 people, made landfall last Friday.